Today we will be doing an oral history interview on bookstores to understand the role of bookstores and how it has changed over the time period. The person that I will be interviewing today is Professor Stickney. So, Professor Stickney, what's your opinions on bookstores?
Well, I love bookstores, Trina, and I'm sad to see a lot of them go in my lifetime, but I always enjoy going to them.
Okay. Are bookstores important to you and why?
Yes, I use them for gift shopping a lot of times, and you go in and you get ideas that you didn't have before for people, a topic that you know a friend is interested in or family member or certainly ourselves. So it helps me. It's one of the go-to places for me when I'm shopping for gifts for people I know appreciate books.
And when was the very first time that you went to a bookstore?
Oh, my. I imagine the first time I remember the library more than the bookstore as a kid, but I'm trying to think where they were in my hometown. I can remember the mall. That would have been when I was a teenager, having one or two small bookstores, so I definitely remember going there. I'm trying to think in my hometown. There might have been one at a shopping center where, like, my mom went to get groceries or something, but it's the mall as a teenager that I remember the most.
And is there a certain bookstore that you go to very often?
Yes. I live in both Harrisonburg and then also in Lexington, Kentucky, and we have Joseph Beth Booksellers, which is a smaller chain. I think it is in Cincinnati. It's in Lexington, Kentucky. I think it was in Nashville, Tennessee before, and it's a wonderful bookstore, and that is my favorite.
How often did you go to this bookstore?
Well, certainly at the holidays for gift shopping, for birthdays. They have a cafe, so you can go with friends and then do a little shopping in the gift store if you like. I would say just in the summer when I was at home, this past year, I probably went to, I'd say, 5 or 6 times over a 2 or 3 month period.
So why is it that you chose to go to that bookstore instead of other bookstores?
It's got a really nice atmosphere. First of all, it's very large. Mm. It's got 2 floors. It's very nicely laid out. It has a nice atmosphere. It's well organized, but it's roomy. They have a lot to offer, and they have gifts and things as well as books. They have a wonderful children's section downstairs, and they have very knowledgeable staff members who can help you, you know, like I'm buying something for a friend's 4-year-old who's interested in such and such, and I just go ask them, and they've got ideas right away. They take you right to a book or something. So they're very, very knowledgeable and very pleasant and helpful. They'll order anything you need. They have a cafe. They have a lot of areas to just sit and look through the books, benches, living room furniture, if you will, comfy sofas and chairs, just a really nice atmosphere and lots to offer, or they can get for you what you can't find.
Also, do you think that it's possible for people to develop like some sort of connection with the bookstores?
I think so. One of my friends is from Toronto that I went to college with. He's very much of a reader and very into books. And when he's been in town visiting, he loves that bookstore. And he says, let's go to Joe Beth. You know, let's go back to Joe Beth and walk around. And even if you're not shopping for anything in particular, I think you do get an allegiance to some. We used to have a couple smaller bookstores at the malls as well as Joseph Beth. And you might go to different ones to see if you can find that actual book you're looking for. But if you find one that you feel comfortable in, you know where everything is, just like any store, I think, you become a fan.
So, the bookstore that you go to and that you like a lot, like, where was it location? Like, where was it located? Like, in a shopping center, like in a neighborhood?
It's in a strip shopping center, I guess you say, an outdoor shopping center. It's moved about 3 times in that same shopping center as it's expanded. And sometimes I drive in and I go, where was Joseph Beth where did they start out? Oh, yeah, it was way down there where the computer store is now. Or way, and then they just kept moving, and then they moved to 2 floors, and it was so popular. But it's remained in that easily accessible, plenty of parking location for as long as, I'm sure it's been there 20 or more years.
Wow. So do you think that the location of these bookstores has changed over time?
I imagine so, because they wanted to attract customers, of course, as any business does. So they want it to be where there's a lot of foot traffic, certainly when they used to have them in the malls very more often, because people walking by, going to whatever large department stores, where, oh, look, there's a bookstore, let's stop in, or what's in the window. People out mall walking, they're going to see that and stop in, even though they were much smaller, I imagine, because it was more expensive to rent space. But that was very common. I've seen some old bookstores that are specialty bookstores in neighborhoods, let's say in Lexington, near the University of Kentucky, where a lot of professors live and staff and faculty members live in that area, so they know they can appeal to the people that live in that area, even though it's not in a shopping center, it's got its own charm,
yeah,
and it's in a neighborhood where they think that they will do well, they'll get business.
Okay. Would you say that there's more people going to bookstores in the past than now?
Oh, definitely. There's not as many bookstores to begin with. I'm always relieved, I guess, or pleased to see that when I do go to Joseph Beth in Lexington, that it seems to always have a good traffic flow and a lot of people shopping, because it does worry me that they're struggling, to stay afloat, and a lot of those small bookstores in the mall are long gone.
Yeah. So when you go to bookstores, I assume that you go to buy books, read books, or do researches. So why do you go to these bookstores even though you could do these researches online or go to the libraries?
Okay. The atmosphere, I think. There's more to it than just finding a book. There's the customer service, very, very important, and they're pleasant, and they're knowledgeable, and they're intelligent people. It makes you kind of feel good about going. They come with suggestions, so you've got that social link as well. Just the sensory experience of going, book smell, the cafe, coffee, muffins, a lot of things there. They've got a fireplace with the cushy furniture around that, even if you don't, I don't think I've ever sat there and read the books. I've more sat on benches and looked, but it's just a comfortable setting. And so I said there is that sensory input, the social atmosphere as well, and dealing, being there with other people who appreciate books, I think, is important too, as opposed to sitting at your computer ordering them online.
That's true. So do you think that it's important for society to still keep having bookstores in our, in today's world, even though we have public libraries and the internet?
Yeah, I think so, Trina. I'm afraid they're going to be a thing of the past. I don't know. It would be interesting to do a survey. Here's your next research assignment. Check the age range of the people in the bookstores. Is it older people like myself, or do young people go more often, or that's just not a thing they grew up with or experienced, so they're used to having a Kindle and ordering online and so forth from Amazon, dear Amazon, and so they don't really miss what they didn't know, or if they've had an experience that they really enjoyed, I hope that they will remain, but it's a financial issue, so they certainly have tried to expand, I think you've got some questions about that, into other areas so they can keep attracting people to get them through the door, I think. But, I am concerned that they will be a thing of the past in the future, unfortunately. And I think it's important for some of the reasons I've mentioned. It's more of a social experience and a coming together. Of course, you can get that at the library too, but they offer other things besides books as well, and you can't buy gifts at the library.
Wow. I am guilty of buying books online.
Oh, me too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I haven't been in an actual bookstore. The closest that I've been to a bookstore is Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles, but not like those really small family-owned ones. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should go.
Yeah, and I locally, you know, I talk about Joe Beth a lot, but I love the Books a Million, and I use it to cut through to the shopping to the mall. But they have so many interesting things, the way they've got things arranged and little gifty things. I buy gag gifts for my coworkers on their birthdays in the children's section, and they're pleasant. They wish you, you know, hello when you come in, or have a good day when you leave. And they've got so I do end up stopping and browsing as I walk through there, and I like that bookstore a lot. Barnes & Noble has never been one of my favorites. I don't know why. It seems more sterile, not as well organized, not as homey, but excuse me, I do enjoy the Books a Million for those reasons, and I think they're well located to trap someone like you going, if you cut through there to go to the mall.
I did. I just went. So, if one day, hypothetically speaking, if, like you said, if we were to no longer have bookstores, how do you think it will affect our society? Like, do you think it will affect it a lot, or like not even at all?
Well, like as I just said, I think for the younger generations, they won't miss it because they, you know, they didn't have it. And certainly, you know, my friends have Kindles. I'm packing a Kindle to go out of town this weekend. Very convenient, very handy. My boyfriend in Canada sends me like hundreds of titles I will never get to read all of these in my lifetime. But sometimes if you remember holding a book and flipping through books and illustrations and the book cover, and that was just like a newspaper as opposed to reading things online, a lot of us that grew up with that and have had that for decades, we like to sit and look at the newspaper with our coffee or our breakfast or whatever. We don't want to look at it at the computer. You know, we get tired of the computer. So I'm afraid it will be sadder for the older generations that knew that in the past, but I think, you know, you'll miss out on a lot, you know, where that atmosphere and that help, especially talk about historical books or rare books, things like that. I suppose they'll maybe have more of a niche still because they're not as, well, I don't know. You can get anything on eBay, huh? but it's just different to, I do use Amazon. You know, my friend likes World War II things, okay, just type in blah, 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 and psh, there's a whole lot. But I can't, and I can sort of look at those books, sort of, get an idea online, but I can't sit down and flip through them at my leisure and say, oh, yeah, I think she'd like this. I think this is interesting. And so we will miss that. But if you've never been to a bookstore, then, you know, it's probably going to be, oh, yeah, well, I just get it online.
So throughout the years that you spent going to like bookstores, like, do you notice any changes in the bookstores?
They've added so many things. I like Joseph Beth getting larger and larger. It wasn't necessarily because they had a lot more books. They added a travel section. They had a travel section for a while, travel agents and so forth. That was downstairs. They had the cafe, which now has expanded, or just going and get coffee and muffins or something to go, or while you're sitting by the fireplace. Here's something that I forgot to say about bookstores. They have authors come in for book signing and so forth. You do not get that online. That'll be my funny experience. It was on that. I didn't think about it until just now. Dave Barry, it was a comic that used to write humor columns for years in the newspaper, and he came to Joseph Beth in Cincinnati, and I will never forget going to listen to him and how funny he was, and it was a huge crowd there. And our Joseph Beth, of course, you know, sends you emails all the time about who's coming, what's coming, or we're going to have a children's reading or something like that, other things that they can offer, like a library might do, too. Gifts, certainly gifts. They've got a wide range. They're a whole section devoted to all sorts of gifts, both local things. They can celebrate local books and memorabilia and things like that as well. So I've seen them expand. Used to have a music section where you could buy CDs. That wasn't making as much money thanks to the online MP4s and things like that, you know, getting your music for your iPods and so forth. So that closed, and there's something else there. So they have had to go with what they can sell, like any marketer or any store. And I've seen the changes over time. I used to buy music there all the time, and all of a sudden I walked in and it was no longer there. It was a big records in the old days, records, and then probably audio tapes. and then CDs, and now they don't have them at all. So they have to go with the times in order to stay afloat financially.
Mm-hmm. So how do you personally feel about these changes?
It's sad. It's sad to me, but I understand it. I understand the world changes, and unfortunately, some things we really enjoyed and thought were important go with it. There's, you know, good things about convenience and shipping things. We're all busy, and so shopping online and so forth certainly helps a lot. Fills a niche, but I think it's going to be sad again to those of us who remember it that they may be a thing of the past at some point.
So, if you were to choose, do you prefer the bookstores in the past or like the bookstores now, or does it not really matter?
I just keep going back to this one I like so much, because I think it embraces some of the things from the past, mm-hmm. and that calm, quiet atmosphere where you can hang out and flip through the pages or a magazine or a book or whatever. But some of the more modern, I'm trying to think of, well, let's go with Barnes & Noble's, which is a little, well, it's newer for us. It's just like rows and rows and rows of books, and it doesn't offer some of those atmospheric extras that some of the others do. So where I understand that the merchants have to, you know, have to make a living to stay afloat and have to change with the times. I'm sorry, and the original question was, as I'm rambling here, I like the old ones better, but I understand that they do have to change, and sometimes the changes are good, as long as we are all moving forward and with technology and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So, the bookstores in today's world, you can see that they don't only sell just books, but like you said, they sell gifts and like coffee and tablets, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So is this any different than the bookstores in the past? Like, do they sell like other merchandises as well?
I don't remember that so much. I'll go back to those mall bookstores. You could buy calendars, mm-hmm. you could buy magazines and books. Maybe some little knickknacks up at the register, you know, like, ooh, buy this, you know, $5 or less, $10 or less, $2 or less, whatever the time period, to kind of snag you as you're waiting in line, but not children's toys, children's dress-up things, you know, cafes, things like that, in my experience, didn't used to be as much a part of that. So again, as they've had to expand to keep drawing people in, well, if they don't want to buy a book, maybe they'll come to the cafe, or maybe they'll come to look at our collection of, I've been trying to think of this name, all the purses that have all the, what's the designer that has all the colorful things, because I don't buy them, I can't think of her name. Anyway, so we'll skip that. Candles, you know, stationery, you know. So that has more for everyone, I guess, even if you're not a reader or you're looking for something for a gift that the person is not necessarily a book person, then you may still shop at that store. So that's nice that there's more options.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you think that bookstores having such merchandises, like having like a coffee shop in there, changes the definition of like a bookstore, like how it should be like, or like what it should be used for? Because, you know, I'm guilty of this, but sometimes I just go into a bookstore, grab some coffee, sit there and talk with my friend, and just leave.
That's okay, but maybe someday, Trina, you'll go, oh, look at that display on something I'm interested in. I might my family, somebody in my family or a friend might like that. And so, again, it's getting you through the door. It's retail. Got to get you through the door. While you're having that, while you're just looking around with your coffee and talking to your friend, maybe one or both of you will go, oh, hey, let's go over here and look at that. So I'm okay with that. That's fine. And you're still enjoying the bookstore and some of the atmosphere in it, even if you only went there for coffee and chat. It's still a social experience.
Yeah.
And a sensory experience. You're having coffee and a muffin or a pastry or something.
One day.
We're going to get you to buy a book in a bookstore, turn it.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to stop attacking your questions now. And So I think that I'm going to end it here because that's all the questions that I have for you, Dr. Stickney. So I'd like to say thank you very much for letting me interview you today.
Sure. I enjoyed it, Trina. Thank you. It's very interesting. I've never had a bookstore interview. Good luck with your project.
Thank you.